What's up with this boy Big Fields? We in New York. I just wrapped it up with Bodega Talks.
Yeah, what's good, everybody? Welcome back to Bodega Talks. It's your boy Black Zinni, and on this episode, we're with Big Fizzle, a rising star from Arkansas whose love for sports and music has helped him prepare as a newcomer in the rap game. Hailing from Blytheville, the young rapper would have his work ethic set, with being the school's star quarterback and the city's hottest new artist. So it's only right that a superstar like Gucci Mane would sign him to 1017 to give Big the shine he's looking for. He would go on to release tracks like Turn Shit, Cruise Control, Snow Cone, and his debut mixtape Clark Street Baby. Determined to win and armed with sharp melodies and precise flows, Big Fizzle keeps the tracks hot and his lifestyle icy.
My God, what's goody, what's goody, what's goody? How's everything, man? You not cold?
Yeah, nah, I'm king.
God damn. All right. Yeah, what's good, everybody? Welcome back to Bodega Talks. It's a cold night in October. I don't know why this nigga's not wearing a sweater. But all the way from Blytheville, Arkansas, we got Big Fizzle here with us. Tell the people a little bit about yourself.
I'm Big Fizzle from Blytheville, Arkansas, 1017. You hear me? Clan in my brand, you hear me?
So, Blytheville, Arkansas. Tell me a little bit about it. I've never been to Arkansas.
Like a big hood. Everybody know each other mostly because we went to school with each other coming up. Small town. The hood, small hood.
Heard it. Growing up, you played sports. You were a high school quarterback, correct?
Yeah.
You still play sports, like now?
Nah, I probably can't. I can still, you know.
You still fuck around?
I could if I wanted to, but. No,
trying to leave it behind. Okay. Calm enough. So while in high school, you signed with Gucci Mane. Correct? Or was this?
It was in high school. It was like 11th grade year, but it was in the summer.
Okay, like, so this is between going into senior year.
Yeah.
Did you continue to play football after that happened?
I ended up playing like one game.
And then you had to stop?
Yeah, I'm missing out of practice.
Okay. So if you had to pick between a music career and an NFL career, what would you pick?
Music career, because they would over here now.
Okay. You got your song Bandit.
Yeah.
That was the first song I heard of yours. Now, what went into that song when you made it? Like, what about that song did you think was going to really set shit off?
And people around, like, my way, they were messing with it. They liked it, so I ended up dropping. And bro had ended up telling me to do a video to it. Pay for the video.
Calm shit. All right, bet. So, you ever been to Bodega before?
I ain't never been to Bodega.
Bet that. We about to stop over here. We over at Galaxy Deli. Sure. After you, my G.
Sure.
We gonna get some food. All right. So, first thing we gonna do is I'm gonna give you $20.
Yeah.
You gonna spend that. That's our whole $20 for you. You know what I mean? You can get some food, you get a sandwich.
Yeah.
It's a whole lot of shit in here you can get, bro.
They got burgers and shit.
Ooh. Yeah, you dropped it.
So, yeah. Damn, I dropped it up. Motherfucker. I'm going this side. Start off on this side.
Right,
gotta start off. Some over here. Sweet. Apple. Apple juice. Burger. What are you talking about? Yeah. Get a cheeseburger. I don't want nothing on it though. Cheeseburger, yeah. You want another cheeseburger? Fine.
Two on.
Let me get two on. Yeah, same thing. You don't want nothing on yours?
What you order?
Two burgers. This one sell chopped cheese?
Yeah.
Damn, you just did us so bad, bro. Order chopped cheese, you want, we're gonna have it.
But going back to what we were talking about earlier, after you finished high school and you like, after being signed and then finishing high school, are you considering college at any point in the future?
Yeah, I might go.
Might go?
Yeah.
What'd you make?
Once I get old. Being, you know.
Business management?
Yeah.
Type shit?
Okay.
Heard it. So growing up, what was before rapping, like, when did that start, first of all?
To my rap.
When did you start making music?
I made a song a long time ago. I was just in my room. I had wrote it on some paper. I was probably about 9, 10, somewhere in 9 and 8, 20.
All right, so
but I wasn't taking it serious, though. I just had wrote, like I was just writing some shit. It probably wasn't even that hard. Just some little shit I wrote on the paper, you know.
So when did you start taking it serious?
Rabbits. 11th grade, and when I got signed, really. That's when I started taking it serious.
Being signed to 1017, obviously, there's some certain amount of pressure that comes with that. What do you expect to learn from the label, and like, what's the limit? Like, what's the sky for you?
I just want to, you know, you better learn more business. Like I said, learn more business. Learn everything I need to know to get built.
What's your favorite part about New York so far since you've been here?
I like people don't sleep. Like, it's always active type shit. Being a big-ass building and all the lights and shit.
In Arkansas, what? Hey, what time y'all be done in Arkansas?
It's about 1 o'clock, everybody in. 1, 2.
Everybody in the crib?
And 1, 2, everybody in. Probably see some cars out.
Yeah, but
a couple cars out.
Nothing crazy, though,
but
right?
Traffic ain't gonna be stopped, though. Fuck around, be out here at 3 o'clock at night. Traffic stopped, though.
All right, but you been out in New York?
Yeah, a little bit. Not like in no club, but I went to Times Square.
Oh, you fuck with Times Square?
Yeah, I fuck with Times Square.
Calm.
A lot of lights and shit.
That's true. So your upcoming project, you dropped Clark Street.
Yeah.
Right? Tell me about that.
Clark Street, baby, that's my first album. I fuck with them because I feel like it was about me. Like where I come from. Let my fans that don't know me get to know me type shit.
Now, your fans, where would you say they're mostly from?
Probably around my area, about Memphis, and around Arkansas area, Mississippi.
Now, we were talking about goals earlier. Obviously, you want to learn everything you want to learn out here. If there was one place you could perform,
Rolling Loud. I fuck with Rolling Loud. I want to do a Rolling Loud performance.
Okay. Now, you worked with Quavo, Gucci Mane, No Cap, over for Mobula. Shout out No Cap. Thanks for being on the show. Now, after working with them, who else do you see yourself working with?
I don't really fuck with a lot. I fuck with Young and Nate music. Shit, I don't really listen to a lot of rappers, though.
Focus on yourself?
Yeah.
Feel that? What time you waking up in the morning?
Early.
On a Monday?
Early. Really, man?
So,
probably about 9, 10, for sure.
9, 10, not bad. I ain't gonna lie.
Not bad.
9, 10, not bad. As long as you're by 9.
9, 10, for sure.
All right, so now, what would the normal day, what's a normal day for you? Now that you're signed and everything, like, let's say you wake up on Tuesday at 11 o'clock, what's your day like?
Like me, waking up. Brush my teeth first, put on my clothes, I'm out, type shit.
So is the studio first?
Probably, depends on the day.
All right, last question. I wanted to know what was next for you, project-wise, tour-wise, what can I expect?
I got a new album coming out called Chosen 1K. But like, it's gonna be better than my last album. But like, it got some of my best songs on it, though.
Who's on that?
Got Big Scar, Set, PME JB, and just me, Rizzo, just me. 15 songs of me.
All right, so when does that project drop?
On November 6th.
November 6th. Are you gonna do like some type of release event, something like that?
Yeah, probably so.
Out here or back home?
Back home.
Okay, that's hard. What about, tour?
I know tour yet. I ain't got no tour yet.
But on the way?
Yeah.
Working on it?
I feel that.
Appreciate that. All right, my G. Thank you for your time. I'm still shocked you're not wearing a sweater. Shit crazy. But when you come to New York for that tour, man, I'm going to need some tickets.
Yeah, for sure.
Forget about me, G.
For sure, I got you.